our dear brothers and sisters who come visit us or any friends. Okay, well, I know we have brother and sister come from Natalie to visit us, playing with us today.
Amen. You're all dear saints.
Amen.
It's wonderful to be pleading with you.
Amen.
Meeting today with the Lord.
Amen.
See, I'm really kind of, and I've been coming here, you know, I mean, even back then, Brother Neil's over there. We used to come down here like 20 years ago. We didn't have any physical church here in down in Central Jersey.
Amen.
We were all meeting in all three brothers' houses, basement, that they turned into, you know, we meet there during the Lord's Day. And then most of you were not born here, I guess, you know. You're all, some of you who are under 30 were not born back then. So most of you are like, wow, these are really the future of the church right here.
Amen.
You know, so we're glad to be here today to be to, you know, to mingle with you, you new saints. And it's really very very encouraging for me to see this is really a growing church. You know, I mean, these are all young kids that I see right now here in front of me, young brothers, young sisters. And then look at Carolyn there. She was a young sister back then. She's now married to Brother Jonathan over here. And Mary there, she's a big sister now. Oh wow, this is you know, amazing. You know, and most of you I don't really know, but some of you I do know. I do remember Elizabeth and the sister there of the Chen family. They're all big sisters now. You know, hallelujah.
Amen.
This is really, you know. We are all like, you know, we are going that day to the presence of the King, right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. This is so encouraging. And my name is Fred, and then Eric, I guess you know my son. He's been coming here for quite a while. Eric?
Fred.
We know him as Fred.
And my wife, Julie.
Amen.
Can I share something?
Amen. It's good to plant a few saints. Church in LA sends our blessings to everyone here.
Amen.
And you can also come and blend with us.
Yeah.
And, it's really, the Lord's moving in New Jersey, as you can see, and you know, we're the real future of His recovery.
Amen.
And it's not a small thing to be in God's economy.
Yeah.
It's a real economy. Just praise the Lord as we're God's children, brothers and sisters in Christ.
Amen.
Amen. So it's good to be here.
Amen.
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 It's good to be here.
Amen.
It's good to have you here.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thanks, brothers and sisters, to come to bless us and strengthen us.
Amen.
And encourage us.
Amen.
And Rachel, you want to introduce yourself? I think at least half of the saints don't know you yet.
Hi, I'm Mitchell. I'm from Montgomery. And I go to CMU now. I'm a freshman, or not sophomore. I came to the Church of Piscataway maybe like 3 years ago, so I know some of you, but I also don't know many of you. But yeah, it's good to be here.
Amen.
Amen.
What's
so
CMU?
You will be here
for like 3 weeks.
3 weeks. So yeah. you at least every Lord's Day you need to come. Amen. Announcement. The first one, good news. Last night, Sister Magica Wen in a small group P3 was baptized.
Amen.
We should praise the Lord, and
amen.
Totally we now this year we have 8.
Hallelujah.
So we're getting progress. Continue to work, labor as a priest.
Amen.
And corporate priesthood to, you know, bring sinner to the Lord and get baptized. Amen. The second item is right now we have the International Memorial Day Conference in Chicago, right? St. Louis, in St. Louis. But here we also have a video session, so encourage saints to participate. This afternoon, right after the lunch, we will have a message too. Yesterday, some saints came for PSRP, and watch the video, and we are also all very blessed. So we encourage all, hope each one you can, you know, don't lose this opportunity.
Amen.
We will start hopefully 1 o'clock. So this today, we English speaking district, we need to have food service. So and also after lunch, we need to clean up that area. So quickly finish your lunch, and we do the cleaning as soon as possible so we can start the video on time at 1 o'clock.
Amen.
Next one, next Saturday will be next young people home meeting. Okay, so young people, are you excited? Really? You need to be excited, but you also need to prepare. And you need to prepare yourself and pray for your friend. Okay? And pray for yourself. Next one, all the items are very important. June 6th, that will be 2 weeks from now, the Saturdays, there will be the Summer School of Truth Teachers Training in Franklin from 8:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. So all young people serving ones, we are required to go. If you want to serve young people, this the training is for us, so we should go. Okay? And
if you're a parent, you should go.
Parents.
Anybody that has a kid, no excuse.
We will encourage all the parents go. And I know that most of the parents are not here, but young people, you need to encourage your parents go too. Don't
encourage, tell them. They have to go.
Yeah. And also, don't tell them that you don't want them to go, okay? Some young people, you probably don't like your parents be with wherever you go, but no matter how, you know, you need to have the vision, you know. Encourage your parents to go. Even they don't join the young people service, they will be very helpful for them and very helpful for you if your parents go, okay? Amen.
And also, that day we will not have young people's meeting. Okay, June 6th, there is no young people's meeting.
Right. Amen. Okay, June 7th. Yes. What's that day? This is sixth graders' baptism.
Oh. Okay.
Amen. So, you need to pray for our sixth graders. Do you know how many sixth graders this year we have?
Do you know their names?
Yeah. If you need to pray for them, yes. At least need to know their name, right?
Can someone just quickly go through their names?
Michael. Still missing some.
Ellen.
I think someone said. I don't
know. So, let's come together.
Okay.
Ellen. Michael.
Berkeley Heights.
David.
Yeah.
Right. Samantha.
Cassandra.
Brianna. Megan. So, seven. Pray for each one of them.
Amen.
And not only pray for their baptism, and pray for you have a burden to shepherd them.
Amen. Yeah, we'll be you guys soon.
Amen. Amen.
And I don't want to say that, you know, if they are not in the young people's meeting, it's your responsibility. Okay? So you do need to invite all of them to come to a young people's meeting and invite them to be your companions.
Yeah.
Amen.
They listen to you guys better than they listen to us old people.
Okay, so next Saturday, you know, the whole church, we now have PSRP every Saturday morning from 9 o'clock. We have Chinese, English, both languages, we have PSRP. So encourage everyone to join. And from 9 to 10 is PSRP. From 10 o'clock, we usually going out to reach people, to knock the door or visit friends. But this coming Saturday, we also have the video section for Memorial Conference. So 10 o'clock, you can choose to stay to watch the video, or you have more burden to visit saints or friends. Either way, it will be okay. But separate your time. Just come to the meeting hall from 9 o'clock, and 10 o'clock, you can do either. Amen. That's all I have. Any other announcement? No? Young people, you have your message.
We should make a deal. You'll send the front. He's in the front.
Yeah.
Because he'll never send the front.
Let's all move.
Can we turn to day two?
Day two.
Week two. Yeah, one week two.
Week two, day two.
Yep.
2:2.
Can I pray read those verses?
But
what are the verses in case people don't know?
1 Corinthians 6:17.
Amen.
Amen.
But
he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
But he who is joined.
Amen.
Next verse is John 14:20.
Yep. Amen.
That day
you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you.
Amen.
Amen. In that day.
Amen.
In that day.
Amen.
In that day.
Amen. In that day.
Amen.
will know.
Amen.
You will know.
Day you will know.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Oh, thank you. We can know.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. We can know.
Amen.
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 Right.
Thank you. We can know.
Amen.
Right. Thank you. We can know.
Amen.
Amen.
That I am in my Father.
Amen.
That I am in my Father.
Amen.
So these verses in Exodus 19:6, 1 Peter and Revelation, they're all referring to, you know, we're a kingdom of priests, a kingdom of priests to our God. You know, we were to be, I think in Exodus, you know, we're called to be a kingdom of priests. Mm-hmm. So, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So I think in this morning revival, we kind of see, you know, all the outline points that are covering what a priest is, and then also we kind of see how to be a priest for ourselves. Can we read the outlines? Just the main points. Starting with one. A priest
is a person who lives solely for God's interests and serves Him.
A priest
is one who receives God, who is filled, saturated, and permeated with God, and who has God flowing out of him, so that he might be a living expression of God.
A priest is a person who contacts God in the mingling with God.
A priest is one who is absolutely and thoroughly mingled with God.
A priest is one who serves in unison with the Spirit.
A priest is a person who ministers to the Lord.
So, just as reading the outline, reading the days this week, it's just very sweet. I'm not sure exactly what to share, but Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Just enjoying this week. Actually, as priests, you know, I think it starts off saying the definition of a priest to most is someone who serves God, someone who works for God. You know, in Christendom or Christianity, you know, a lot of people have a lot of concepts about priests. Maybe they're wearing the black shirt with the collar, and, or you know, it's who you go to confess, or you know, it's a status. It's a a title you have to do something for. But actually, in the New Testament, the definition of a priest is much simpler. Actually, I think the brother, he's, you know, the way it says in the outline, actually, if you look at God's economy, God's purpose, his plan, even from eternity past, you know, what he did to get his heart's desire, his plan was to mingle himself with men. Actually, and so it's normal for men to be priests. Men is, you know, it says here in number one, a priest is a person who lives solely for God's interest and serves him. It's one who receives God, who is filled, saturated, and permeated with God, who has God flowing out of him so that he might be a living expression of God. You know, a priest is just someone who's filled with God, who's living God, who is one with God. You know, who is expressing God. And so actually, it's normal for us to be priests. And to be a proper human, actually, like our proper role as man, as human beings on this earth, you know, in view of God's purpose, it's actually, we're meant to be priests. This is our occupation.
Right.
Actually, the brother was saying, it's not a, to be a priest, You have to be full time. There's no part time priest, actually, because our being a priest is related to our living. It's related to who we are, related to what we do, and not what we do outwardly, but very much related to our person. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And so, actually, it's kind of the way it's presented here is very absolute. If we're not, you know, full-time serving the Lord, if we don't have this kind of view towards our service and towards this attitude towards the Lord, actually, we're not fully fulfilling our function as priests. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
But I think throughout this week, I was kind of convicted. I was like, Lord, I'm definitely not living up to your standard of being a priest. You know, in so many matters, I think, I know I fall short, and even the prayers in here, you know, they're very simple, but there's a Lord Jesus. It's just not who we are by nature. So actually, I think just in getting into it, we see how much we need the Lord. But Lord Jesus,
amen.
Lord Jesus. So I think there were two parts that I was kind of burdened by. One is related to actually kind of our working. So as priests, what we do, we serve God, but we don't work for God. We don't do something outward for God first necessarily. We don't see the Lord and then say, okay, I have to do something. It's like, thank you, Lord, for your salvation. Okay, now I have to pay you back. Actually, the Lord doesn't want us to do anything like that. He wants us to be before him, to live, not just for him, to live to him. I was actually appreciating the verse in 2 Corinthians. He died so that we might no longer live to ourselves, but to him. Actually, our living is not just for him. That would be kind of something outward. You know, if we could just live for the Lord, it'd be easy. You know, we just show up here for the meetings. Oh, we're not in the world, we're for the Lord. But actually, to live to the Lord is something, I feel like it's much deeper. It's much harder in a sense, but it's a lot deeper. And so our living to someone is like, I like the example you get, you know, it's, you know, maybe we give someone we're cooking dinner for someone, okay? So if we cook them just any food, it's like, sure, that could be cooking for them. We give them something, and it's good enough, they can eat it, okay? But if we know their interests, we know their preference, we know what they want to eat, you know, what they can't eat, maybe what they're allergic to, actually what we cook, what we prepare for them, actually that could be cooking to them, you know, that could be preparing something to them. And so even in our service to the Lord, our living to the Lord, it needs this, we need to be living to him. And actually the Lord, our function as priests is not to live for the Lord, it's to live to the Lord. And so just in the outline, in point D, I really appreciated this prayer. He says, God has no intention of calling us to do something for him. Rather, his intention is that we answer his call by opening ourselves to him and saying, Lord, here I am, not ready to work for you, but ready to be filled and possessed by you and to be, to be one with you. And so, Lord Jesus. Now, I think in the outline we see our working for the Lord. It comes from ministering to Him. It comes from spending time with Him. It comes from being possessed by Him, being saturated with Him. Lord Jesus. And then I also, just briefly, in Lord Jesus, appreciate it, Roman numeral 4. Actually, just this mingling is taking place. Actually, you know, the Bible study this year at Rutgers, we talked about the economy of God. And so I think it's a phrase, the mark of the economy of God is our mingled spirit. Mm-hmm. It's the spirit joined with our spirit. Mm-hmm. And so if we see this, if we see this point of the mingled spirit, that's how we can serve the Lord as priests. Actually, this is where everything is taking place. Our Lord Jesus. Actually, everything is in the Spirit. And if we're not living by our Spirit, we're not fulfilling our role as priests. And so in order to serve God, actually, we don't need to just know about our Spirit, but we need to see this vision of the mingled Spirit. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. So I think on day 5, there were some points that I really was impressed by. It says the Bible, if we would read the New Testament again, we would realize that in essence, the New Testament teaches us simply to live in the Spirit and walk according to the Spirit. And then skipping a little bit, it says, according to this verse, talking about Romans 6:11, it's proper for us to reckon ourselves dead to sin. But from our experience, the more we reckon ourselves dead, the harder it is for us to die. This is because we may be trying to experience Romans 6 without having Romans 8. Romans 8 tells us to walk according to the Spirit, to live in the Spirit. If we do not live in the Spirit, although we may practice to pray more, we still will be practicing a kind of self-mortification or asceticism, which we can do for only so long. The Christian life is a living in the Spirit. Only when we live in the Spirit can we pray without ceasing. The secret of the Christian life is to live in the Spirit.
Amen.
As to live in the Spirit is not to engage in religious worship, religious service, or religious work. To live in the Spirit is to let Christ fill us and saturate us until He permeates our whole being and is thereby expressed through us. It's not a matter of husbands being able to love their wives or of wives being able to love their husbands. Rather, it's a matter of living in the Spirit and allowing Christ as the life-giving Spirit to permeate our entire being and to express God through us.
Amen.
This is the overcoming life of a Christian, the family life of a Christian, and the church life of a Christian. This is the reality of the church. The reality of the church is to live in the Spirit. And so, in order to be priests, we don't just need to exercise our spirit when we come to the meetings. We need to have a living that is in the Spirit and is by the Spirit. I read a book, I think last year, it's called An Autobiography of a Person in the Spirit. It talks about Paul's experience in 2 Corinthians. Actually, you see, he was one completely constrained, completely living by the Spirit. And actually, to Lord Jesus, to experience this mingling, you know, to really be proper priests, you know, God, the Father is embodied in the Son, the Son's in the Spirit, and now the Spirit is in us. And so how we contact God, how we enjoy God, how we enter into this mingling, this day-by-day process of being filled with the Lord, it's all through our Spirit. It's all through our mingled Spirit.
Amen.
And so we need to live by the Spirit. We need to have our walk by the Spirit. We need to enjoy the Lord in our spirit, you know. We need to, Lord Jesus, we need to have our view and our vision changed so that we would see how crucial it is to be according to the Spirit. And so, Lord Jesus, I think there's a lot of good points, and honestly, this, I just have to confess, you know, I don't think I'm here yet because, okay, it's like, Lord, I'm not absolutely and thoroughly mingled with you, but, you know, Lord, I want to be. I want to be this type of person who's really a priest serving you, you know, who's enjoying you with all the saints, who's in the mingling, who is who is contacting you in the mingling, who is really experiencing all these things. Just praise the Lord for our spirit. Praise the Lord, we are one spirit with Him. I think this is really, you know, in our day-to-day experience, this is our key. This is how we go on, is through our spirit.
Amen.
So I think open it up for all of us to speak.
Amen.
Enjoy the little portion. I forgot my book at home, so I'll just enjoy to share this. It says, we all must realize that the most crucial part of our being is our spirit.
Amen.
We have to learn to always live, not in our flesh, but in our spirit.
Amen.
To be proper Christians, we must know that the Lord Jesus today, as the embodiment of the triune God, is the spirit indwelling our spirit as one spirit. Amen. Amen. This is mysterious.
Amen.
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 At risk of using a commonly used phrase in the church, like, I was freshly impressed that this was included in the ITERO. You would think that the ones who are attending the International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones are elders and responsible ones who have hopefully, you know, amassed some sort of experience in life to a certain extent, and yet the brothers feel that this is something very crucial for them to see, you know, how to be a priest, because these elders and responsible ones are, you know, in effect functioning as priests in the church life looking for their proper adjective, in a bigger capacity, or even a more visible capacity, and even a functional capacity. So I appreciated that, you know, these ones who we, you know, look up to, these ones that we admire, these ones that we, you know, view as our examples, are also being reminded the definition of being a priest, of what it means to be a priest. And as I was praying with my companion, I was sharing a bit from what I enjoyed, this matter of, we have to be reminded of this constantly, because our tendency is to, as we go to day six, our tendency is to minister to the house. It's easier for us to figure out how to minister to the house and see the practical need and try to fulfill that need. But the cry from the Lord is for us to fully minister to Him, and that's something inward. So that was just overall kind of what I appreciated from this week. So something specifically that I enjoyed were little things like the order of, like, a priestess one, this is in point two in the outline, a priestess one who receives God, who is filled, saturated, and permeated with God, and who is God flowing out of him so that he might be a living expression of God. But in order for you to flow out, you have to be filled first. So in order for you to go and to go to someone and to minister Christ to them, you have to take the time to be filled first. And it seems really simple, but sometimes you forget, and then you're going into something, you're like, oh man, I didn't come to the Lord first. I'm going in empty. Like, the worst, one of the worst feelings for me in the world when I'm driving, and I look at the gas thing, and it's like really low, because I get really nervous, because I just have all these nightmares about, like, running out of gas, and then, you know, axe murderer comes by, and, like, I get murdered on the highway. Anyway. So it's the same thing with you know, we don't want to go into something, we don't want to just try to minister to the house or help outwardly and then realize that we haven't been filled at all. Anyway, and there's another word within the content in the morning wrap that I enjoyed, which was the word learn. This is in day five, where it says we must all almost realize that the most crucial part of our being is our spirit. Many times our fellowship and contact with the saints help us to realize that we are still in our flesh and our soul, our mind, emotion, and will. It's so true. And we have to learn to always live not in our flesh or in our soul, but in our spirit. And I think that a part of learning, like, if those of you who are still in school, a lot of learning is, like, making the mistakes and realizing what you did wrong and what you don't actually know. And so I think my learning this past year has been coming home after a long day of work and then going like, oh, I forgot to God the Lord, you know, or like, oh, I forgot to pray, or I brought my Bible with me, why didn't I open it during my lunch, you know, learning. And so for me right now, a lot of the learning is the exposing, you know, how often do I actually turn to the Lord, and how often do I try to do something first before I turn. Anyway, and so I guess in short, it's so refreshing to see again what is a priest. And a priest doesn't have to be very qualified in a lot of skills or a lot of abilities, but a priest needs to learn and needs to be well versed in being filled with the Lord, right, in spending time with the Lord, in opening to the Lord. Our response to his call is really just to open. Yeah. And then from that, everything else follows, right? We receive God into us, we contact him, we're filled with him, saturated, permeated, and then whatever comes out will be an issue. And that issue is what allows the Lord to gain what he's after. And then the last thing, really quickly, is a matter of spending time. And spending time until. Sometimes I spend my time, like I clock in my 20 minutes in the morning. But I don't know, I know that I need to fight to spend time until. I don't just spend time until after I've got to work now before I'm late. I spend time until I'm one with him in spirit. And so my goal this week is to wake up earlier and not fall back asleep. But to wake up earlier and stay awake so I can spend time until.
Amen. I also really enjoyed this point that says that to be a proper human being is to be a priest. And if you are not fulfilling your function as a priest, you're actually not fulfilling your function as a human being. And I enjoyed that. I was thinking earlier today about preaching the gospel and how a lot of times when we meet people from other religions who also have this God-given desire within their being just because they're human to worship something or someone. And so you have all these man-made religions because people want to fill something in their being because there is something within man that wants to serve God.
Amen.
But when you talk to a lot of these people, they don't really know God that much, like whatever their version of God is. They don't really know, they can't really tell you that much about like the person that they're serving. And I enjoy that where we don't have to be like that. You know, in this, in day 3, it says, making known to us the mystery of his will.
Right.
And so we're in this unique position in which the Bible has been opened to us, and we know what God's will is. And not only that, we know how he plans on accomplishing his will. And so we see that in eternity past, God had a certain heart desire, which was to mingle himself with man. And so, unless you know what the goal of God is and what his will is, you can't really serve him because you don't really know what you're doing, like what the goal or the purpose or the direction of what you're doing should be. And you also don't know what the goal or direction of your being should be. And so I just enjoyed that we know the mystery of his will, and we know that his main goal is to mingle himself with man so that he can have an expression. Therefore, I felt like what it said on day 3 made a lot of sense. It says, if we desire to know God's will in any situation, we must first ascertain whether the situation is conducive to the mingling of himself with us. And so I felt like that was like so clear.
Yeah.
It's like so simple, and it made so much sense to me. It's like, yeah, that makes sense. Like, what God wants most in this universe is to be one with man. And so a lot of times we're like, oh, is this what God wants for me? Like, where should I go? Where should I be? What should I do? Like, and we make it a very complicated thing. But this made it so simple. It's like, is this situation conducive to God's mingling with you? And if it is, then that's where you should be, or that's what you should do. And so I just enjoyed that. He said this is a strict measurement, but it's also the most beneficial. Anyways, and I just enjoyed that as priests, in order to be priests, we need to know our God. And we need to know what he's doing on this earth so that we can be part of it.
Amen. I enjoy the hymn on this last page this week, page 40. They say, what a blessing, what a privilege, called of God a royal priest, that this glorious holy office I should bear, the last and least. It's a priest, a privilege to be a priest, and we all should be priests. Once you got saved, we all should be priests. We are not just as a, you know, happy Christian. And priest actually is a normal person, a proper person. It's not a typical person to serve God. And we just need to spend the time with the Lord, allow Him to work in us every day. I think what a wonderful thing is to contact Lord, to Amen. Receive the Lord every day.
Amen.
It become a daily supply, become our strength, and He fill us, and we actually spontaneously we were flowing out right. of this trying God. Yes. So when we reach people, we are not just, you know, tell people, you have to be saved, you are a sinner, but we just need to preach this highest, this gospel is God wants to mingle with man. And this is the highest gospel. And we need to experience this mingling so we can bring people into this mingling.
Amen.
Mingling with God, enjoy God to be His corporate expression.
Amen.
I feel so excited this week because I found a way. The way is mingling.
Yeah.
You know, many times when I was, I'm not a native English speaker. So many times after I prophesied, I feel very disappointed about myself. When I was driving back in the car, I always feel. Sometimes I even feel ashamed about myself. I don't know why. I didn't prophesy clearly. I spent a lot of time learning English. I downloaded English books and I read the English ministry books. But my English didn't improve. What happened? And sometimes I even imagine, Lord, if I am a native English speaker, I can speak to you. I can prophesy clearly. But why am I not an English speaker? But this week is so, the message is so enlightening. It said, it is not depend on how much time you spend time learning English. It just depends on how much time you spend with the Lord.
Amen.
It depends on the mingling of the Spirit.
Amen.
You know, this Friday when I was writing a paper, I feel so boring, and so tedious. At that time, I received a message from my brother. The message said, "Is more God mingled with you today, brother?" Mm. So this message really reminded me to turn to my spirit. So I replied, "I just leave him alone for a while. But now, we two are mingled." So at that time when I was writing the paper, I began to call on the name of the Lord. And I don't know how to write the introduction, I stopped a little bit, turned to my spirit, and tell the Lord to speak with the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So I'm really touched by this word, mingling.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Actually, our entire Christian life is mingling, is related to this mingling.
Amen.
As Caroline just assured, this is a strict measurement. And it is not depend on how much, no matter how good or how praiseworthy the situation may be, it is not God's will without this mingling. So,
Amen.
To myself, I really need to pay attention to the mingled spirit. No matter what we are doing, we need to turn to our spirit, to let God mingle with us.
Amen.
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 I really enjoy this mingling also. You know, if you look at the online, there's six big points, right? And mingling is three and four, so it's only one third of the Roman numerals. But if you look at the message, actually from day two to day five,
yeah.
are all talking about mingling.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And this morning when we were singing the hymn about mingling, I was so encouraged. He said, mingling is the way.
Amen.
It doesn't say mingling is a way. Yeah. It says mingling is the way. That means there's no other way.
Right.
So we want to be a proper person or a proper priest. We need to take this way.
Amen.
It's mingling. Yeah. And actually, mingling is not something we invent the word, right? In the Old Testament, you see when Israelites there prepare the meal offering, and need to use the fine flowers that actually typify humanity, and then mingle with the olive oil that typify the divinity. So actually, in the Old Testament, the Lord already give us a very, very clear picture
right.
what mingling is. Yeah. This, and that is what he like to receive as a sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's humanity blend, mingled with divinity.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it is very, very important, and we cannot emphasize too much, you know. We can, I think, every time we really need to emphasize this.
Amen. That's right.
Especially in our service, the day six saying we not only serve the house,
mm-hmm.
We all our service should be served to the Lord, minister to God, and this is very important because. You know, we have three parts. Men have three parts. Spirit, soul, and the body.
Mm-hmm.
But most visible part is our body. So even in the church life, we observe, we see saints, brothers and sisters are serving. But what we saw are those visible parts. So we see they are busy with this or that, doing this or that. So if we don't have the vision, we see they are our pattern, then we only copy the our part.
Right.
But we don't know those saints, the reason they can serve, actually they have a living before the Lord, that's in the spirit. So, but very often we ignore this, and
Amen.
Even our fellowship, our so-called service fellowship, right? We spend a lot of time to fellowship about our thing, our material arrangement, but that doesn't mean, you know, all the saints they only have is our living. We need to really learn, you know even. Brother, sister, whoever give the message, right? It's only just like our brother shared. You know, you prophesy well or not good. That's all visible side.
Yeah.
But most important is what is in your spirit.
Amen.
What is your hidden living before the Lord?
Amen.
And. I have one more thing I want to emphasize is, you know, we all know, we learn from this, or the message, who are priests,
mm.
right? Actually, we all are priests,
mm-hmm.
but we need to really be impressed by this, because I believe, even we say it many, many times, we still unconsciously, we feel we are not priests, right? Because we know many other, like Catholicism
mm-hmm.
and many other Christian group, many Christian group, well, I shouldn't say many other because we are not one of, so I shouldn't say many other, mm-hmm. many Christian group, they have so-called pastor, right? So-called bishop, so-called priest, or whatever, then we tend to tell them that we don't we don't have priests, right? No, that's not right. We are all priests.
Amen. Amen.
And we are all priests. We need to be in presence. So you need to tell yourself, I am a priest.
Amen.
So I need to have this kind of living.
Amen.
From the youngest to the oldest.
Amen.
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 So I really enjoyed in day one that with the priesthood, it's a corporate thing, right? So, right, a priest is someone who is filled with God, one with God, taken over by God, and even possessed by God in a full way, right? And built up with others in the flow of the life of God to be a living corporate expression of God on earth today, right? So this is like a corporate matter. So, so I kind of came up with an example, I guess. I don't know how good it is yet, but we'll see. So yesterday, I went to Philadelphia to watch the lacrosse semifinals for the NCAA tournament. Yeah, that's a thing that's going on right now. Not most people don't know. So Johns Hopkins was playing University of Maryland. So it's like one of the biggest like lacrosse rivalries. So it's like a really big game. And so there were actually two sets of games. So there are like fans from like Denver and Notre Dame there too as well. But like during our game, right, there's like a whole. So basically both schools bought like big sections. So like you had like a huge Hopkins section that was all blue, and then a huge like Maryland section that was all red. And then you had like other Maryland Hopkins fans like scattered throughout the stadium. And so we weren't part of that section. But so basically my point is, during the game, right, the Hopkins students were like, and the Hopkins fans were like going crazy. Like we were chanting, like the Hopkins section was like all the way across the other stadium. I could hear them. The Maryland section was like right there. I could, like, they didn't say a single word the entire game. And so, right, so throughout the stadium, right, the Hopkins scene was like, that was like a corporate expression. Like, we were enjoying the game. Like, we were enjoying our team. Like, we were down by 5 at one point. We came all the way back to tie at 10-10. And, like, everybody was standing. Everybody was, like, going crazy. And then the Maryland fans, like, they were winning, like, the entire game. And they were just, like, sitting there, like, honestly, like, They could have fooled me, right? Because like Denver, like the previous game, their color was red too. Like they could have been Denver fans for all I knew, right? Because they didn't make a single sound. So like what my dad said earlier, right? There's like the like outwardly, like you can say that you're a Christian, but then you might not actually act like a Christian. You might not be enjoying God, and there's no expression there, right? So like these Maryland fans, like they might not even have been Maryland fans. I don't know. Like it didn't seem like they were enjoying the game at all. Right, so we need to just be, right, we need to be built up with one another, right? We need to be built up as a priesthood, right? We need to, every day, right, this is a daily thing, right? We need to be enjoying God, right? Be mingled with God, right? And then, right, in this way, right, we can flow in and flow out of one another, right? God can flow into us, God can flow into others, right? If we're really enjoying God as right, as priests, right, as the priesthood. And in this way, right, we can be built up. And then when people see us, they're like, oh, wow, this is a corporate expression. This is a priesthood. And, right, they can really see this expression.
Amen. Amen.
God is to flow God out
and in this flow of God to be built up with others as a corporate expression of God. This is the proper meaning of serving God and of being a priest. I think a lot of people have already shared on this, but I just wanted to say it again. I really appreciated that. Realizing that we need a recalibration of realizing, first, who we are, we're priests, mm-hmm. and then what do we do as priests? We serve God, but how do we serve God? We serve God by being filled with God, by being saturated, permeated, mingled with God, and then we even flow God out, and that becomes the expression of God. And I appreciated seeing this. If you stop to consider the picture of the priests in the Old Testament, Shepherd and I are reading through the life study of Exodus, and there's a lot in these pictures. And sometimes I'm like, I don't even know what that really means. But this little description here in day two, when it talks about the priest entering into the tabernacle, actually that's the priest entering into God, right? Yeah. And it's saying that once the priest is in the tabernacle, the atmosphere, the flavor, and even the Shekinah glory gets into him. There's a mingling of the priest with God. You know, if you think about, I don't know, I think it was one of the meetings that says you get smoked, right? You smell like the offerings, right? So there's a mingling of the priest with the tabernacle, which is a picture of the mingling of God and man. And I appreciated that. Actually, there was that big chunk this week that talks about how that is, you know, that is what God needs. He needs the mingling of God and man. That's how we serve God, by being mingled with God. And I told the Lord this week, I don't really know if I really know my mingled spirit. I think, you know, in day four, it talks about how we pay a lot of attention to our mind, we pay attention to our emotions, but we don't really pay so much attention to our mingled spirit. But we need to learn, you know, how to pay attention to our mingled spirit. And actually, when we learn to pay attention to our mingled spirit, actually, that means there's more God getting into us. There's more of this oneness that's happening, right? And so it's, I think like Esther said, there's a learning that's happening of living and walking according to our mingled spirit. And as we do this, actually that's serving God, right? That's how we learn to minister to God. I think a lot of times I skip. I'm like, okay, we need to do all of these things for God, right? But we're not here living for God. We're here living to God, right?
Amen.
And, I just, in day five, I just appreciated that actually it says, it is a matter of living in the Spirit, allowing Christ as the life-giving Spirit to permeate our entire being and to express God through us. This is the overcoming life of a Christian, the family life of a Christian, and the church life of a Christian. This is the reality of the church. The reality of the church is to live in the Spirit. And I appreciate that because that's actually, you know, that's the spectrum of my existence, right? I aspire to be an overcomer. I have a family, and I'm in the church life. But what's the mark? The mark is my mingled spirit.
Yeah.
And so, Lord, may this cause us to learn, you know, how to live and walk according to our mingled spirit.
Amen. I was very touched by this week's message, but you know, I think. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, you know, we have read this again and again, you know, why is that so important? And then it really touches me, the first point of the outline is the definition of the priest, right? It says that a priest is a person who lives solely for God's interests and serves Him. It does not say or. So I think it's an and between it. It means that, you know, we actually need to satisfy both conditions, right? And just like Brother Kyle shared, you know, in many places, actually I heard some brothers and sisters from us, they said that, you know, we really don't want to stay here because there is a lot of pressure. You know, have you gone to other places? Do you know that, you know, everything has been taken care of by professionals? You don't have to take care of children. You don't have to even stand up and speak. Why do we want to stay here? What's the point?
And then I really don't know what to say. I admit that I'm not a professional. You know, I serve young people. I'm not a professional. But I have the heart for the Lord.
Amen.
And, you know, if you see Exodus, if you really think about the picture, actually, I think that it's really true that all of us should be priests.
Amen.
And we should serve the Lord.
Amen.
But then I think another thing is that just like Brother Kyle shared, I think that, you know, I'm talking about myself. You know, so many times, if I want to do something, and Eric knows about this too, you know, I would say, let's go. You know, just do it. Period. You don't have to, you know, think about this. You know, sometimes I'm so afraid that when I ask some person, you know, brother and sister to do something, and the brother or sister say, let me pray about it. I was like, why do you need to pray about this? Just do it. However, you know, Kyle said this to me many times. You know, you need to wait. You need to respect people. You need to respect brothers and sisters. It's not like, you know, you think that, oh, this is for God's interest. Actually, sometimes, well, very often, it's actually from my natural being. But then I think that, you know, one thing I do want to mention is that when you think about the priest, when they go into the Holy of Holies, they do not just go into the Holy of Holies and tell the Lord, you know, Lord, I exercise my spirit today. I'm just here to spend time with you. No, they actually bear some burden. You know, they actually have the breastplate with them. They actually bear people. So they actually bring people to God. So I think that, you know, recently I have so much burden on this. I think that, you know, yes, we can exercise our spirit. We probably can be mingled with God. But if we don't bring people to God, then we are not qualified either. You know, so that's why I said, you know, probably some of you heard from me. I said, you know, look at our young people. Some of them are like spiritual orphans, really. They don't have spiritual parents. And then we just sit here and say, you know, well, Kyle, it's your responsibility. It's not my responsibility, you know. Or ask their parents to take care of them. I really have very strong burdens, especially now it's the summertime. I know that some of the college students, you probably have very easy work to do, but I know that some of you, you probably have some time, you know, spend with young people, you know, care for them, and you would find that actually when you care for somebody, when you take care of someone, that's the best time for you to turn back to your legal spirit.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you won't be able to, you know, do it exactly. John knows about this. Amen.
So I was really impressed in this week, you know, talks about the definition of a priest, but in just about every day, the message talks about the spirit, right? So the two spirits. And the thing is that this is something that's a really basic concept. This is actually one of the topics for Summer School of Truth for the young people, right? It's one of the six that are on rotation. They actually have a year devoted entirely to the two spirits. And one of the most, I guess, interesting things for me is, you know, it's really mysterious because no one knows how two spirits can be mingled. We just know that they are. And to the point where something as basic as, hey, what when we're translating the verses, you know, talking about the two spirits, which S is capitalized and which S is lowercase, right? Because they're mingled. And it's so confusing that something that basic, right, on just the word, what word do we use? You know, it doesn't, you know, people don't understand that. But the thing is that it's not something, this concept is not something that needs to be understood, right? We don't need to understand it the way we understand, you know, like a scientific process or something like that. We don't need to know the like every little nitty-gritty detail or aspect. What we need to know is how, right? And what are the effects, right? So we see that just being with the Lord and going to Him and contacting Him and experiencing Him means that our spirits can be mingled together.
Amen.
And then from this, you know, all the other aspects of the priesthood are come out from that, right? When you have to be in the right place to be mingled with the Lord. You have to be in the right situation to be mingled with the Lord. But if these things are taken care of, then it happens. You don't need to know how, but you need to put yourself and present yourself, right? That's why they always talk about, you know, presenting your bodies, being chosen, right? These are all the prerequisites that have already been fulfilled. But if they've been fulfilled, if we don't go to the Lord and we don't present ourselves to the Lord, then the mingling can't happen. So because this is so important to the Lord, this is, you know, the focus of His economy, He really, I don't want to say exerts Himself, but He really puts us into situations where the mingling has to happen, right? Sometimes you're in a situation and then, like my sister said, you remember, oh wait, I didn't go to the Lord, right? But it's okay. The Lord will do it again. He will put you in the situations over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. You know, and if you miss the opportunity, He will put it for you again, because to Him, His economy is the most important. Mm-hmm. So whatever needs to be done in order to fulfill His economy, He will do. Mm-hmm. You know? So on the one hand, it will be taken care of. The Lord really will mingle Himself with you. But do you really want to be the one where the Lord, you know, had to put you in a difficult situation or any situation, you know, 100 times, and then one time you mingled with the Lord, you know? Or do you want to be the one who, you know, makes the effort to say, Lord, I want to be mingled with you? Because I can tell you that mingling will be more, because it's you serving the Lord, right, by opening yourself. You can be in a situation where over and over you're, you know, being, like, worked on, and, you know, like, we talk about, like, rock tumblers, where, like, you know, it just keeps getting, like, hit and rolled and all that until it becomes smooth. Like, that's pretty painful. And, you know, sometimes that's what needs to be done. You know, every person is different, and the Lord is really willing to meet each of us where we are in order to mingle with us. But, you know, it's part of this week, I feel like they really want us not to waste time, you know, not to just lose the opportunities that are put before us by the Lord. You know, the Lord is patient, you know, He is patient, but He's been waiting a very long time already. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the part of service is to think about what someone else wants, right? We talk about, you know, serving to something, and it's the reason you know that it's something that someone else wants is because you put yourself in their position, right? You put yourself sort of in their shoes. And so this is why it's important for us to spend the time with the Lord, because then we know what He wants, right? And then when we do something, we can have that in mind because we understand Him. It's really hard to properly serve someone that you don't even know. I think this is a huge problem in just in general. But if you don't understand where someone else is and where they're coming from, then it's very hard to serve them. And this applies not just to serving the Lord, though in a way that's sort of the offshoot. But if you, like Sister Ping was talking about, being the spiritual parents to the young people, if you don't know the young people, then it's really hard to know what they need or what they want. You know, maybe they just, you know, it's a little scary because you kind of say, like, well, I'm not qualified to serve the young people. You know, I'm not qualified to help them or lead them or anything like that. But the Lord, the what they need at most basic level is Christ, right? They need more of the Lord. So if you get to know them, then you know the best way to bring Christ to them. right, to serve Christ to them. You know, we talk about like ladders of Christ and bowls of the Spirit, and that's how you bring Christ to others. But you need to have the time to prepare, so that's the time that you spend with the Lord and serve the Lord. You know, it's the Lord makes it so easy to serve Him. You serve Him like in your own personal preparation. You serve Him when you're with other people. You serve Him when you're with the saints. And, you know, that all the time He's just trying to mingle more with your spirit.
Amen.
Right? He's trying to put His spirit more into you.
Amen. Alright, we'll probably end after I just give a closing word here, because we gotta eat up and get to the Memorial Day conference. Hallelujah. So I was actually touched by these two brothers. You know, they talked about speaking, and because my brother Benjamin, right, he's learning English. But guess what? When Witness Lee came to America, he was learning English. And he, you know, one of the first places he went to was Texas. Texas is like the most Caucasian place in America. But guess what? All these Caucasian brothers and sisters would listen to this man, and it's definitely not because he had good speaking. It's not because he was charismatic. He's a short little Asian man. But you know why all these people listened to him? Because he was in the mingling. He was just so full of Christ that so many brothers and sisters just would die to listen to him. You know, some of these brothers, they would literally just quit their jobs for, like, when they had the trainings that are now, you know, a week. They used to be 2 weeks long, and used to have three meetings a day. And then these brothers would just say, all right, I'll quit a job, and then I'll just find another job after the semi-annual training. Then Brother Lee realized, oh man, this is too much. Like, all these people are like, I'm ruining their lives. So, you know? But this is what people saw in this man, Witness Lee, right? It's because he was so full of the mingling. He just spent so much time with the Lord that people were willing, and this today we're still, you know, covering these outlines that he made. It's because this brother was so one with the Lord. And it's nothing about how he was outwardly. A lot of things outwardly, I mean, it doesn't make any sense why, you know, these brothers from Texas, you know, would come and listen to this man. But it's because he was so full of Christ. So that was just thinking, you know, Benjamin, if you're just full of Christ, people will just listen to you because you're just dispensing Christ. That's so attractive. I'll just speak on one little other example, actually. When I was in Cal State Fullerton, there was this one time, there was this brother, he's from Vietnam. And he has really hard accent. I spent a whole year with him, and I can barely understand him. And we're doing table for our club. And then this one blonde girl, cheerleader, you know, type of girl came up. And, like, I was talking to this other person. I saw her come up. And I was like, and she went up to this brother and go talk to him. I was like, oh, there's no way she's going to, like, talk to this guy. He can barely speak. But she was just intently listening. It's because this brother was just speaking Christ. It makes no sense. Why would this, you know, cheerleader type of girl be talking to this brother and listening to him? But it's because he was just dispensing Christ to her. And she was wanting to know a little bit more about God. And she got saved. And it was so wonderful to realize. It broke my concept. I was like, wow, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. You can do anything. So, you know, it doesn't matter how we speak. Or how we carry ourselves, but really it matters how much time we're spending with the Lord.
Amen.
I mean, this is what it is to be a priest. You know, in Christianity, right? In Christendom, a lot of times the pastors we hire, they have to be charismatic, they have to, you know, dress well, they have to meet certain criteria according to the board members of the church and all this stuff. But here, you know, we're just normal people. We can't speak well. Some of us speak too short. Some of us speak too long. Some of us, like, just don't even know how to speak. It's just, it's craziness. But, you know, the Lord doesn't care about this, but the Lord cares about how much we spend time with Him.
Amen.
You know, the mingling of the Spirit. I mean, even this, the mingling is something that in Christendom, they oppose us. They fight us. They think this is heretic, that this is heresy to say that we're mingling with God, to say that, you know, that we're becoming the same as God in life and nature. This is something that Christians, it hurts their ears. They hear, like, ooh, no, we can't become like God. No. But no, clearly in the Bible it says this. I mean, even last night we read in the YP meeting, right? We read that, you know, we're partakers of the divine nature.
Amen.
So this is very clearly spoken of in the Bible. But in Revelation, right, we're talking about the mingling. This was a huge point, like Brother Kyle mentioned, that the mingling is a very important part in this week's morning revival. And so one verse that came to mind about being king, of being priest, is Revelation chapter 5. So in our morning revival is chapter 10, but there's a few verses above it. It says, this is Revelation 5:8. And when he took the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which the bowls are prayers of the saints.
Amen.
So if you read the footnotes and know a little bit more about these, about the incense, right? The bowls are these golden bowls, and the angels are bringing up the prayers. But you know what these prayers are? This is Christ.
Amen.
So if we're going to be serving priests and we're going through this mingling, our prayers need to be Christ. Mm-hmm. You know, our selfish, our own prayers, doesn't clearly say in the Bible, I don't even know if they go to the Lord. But the Lord, what the prayers that really matter are the ones that are mingled with Christ.
Amen.
What satisfies is Christ, is only God satisfies him, right?
Amen.
The Father, what he wants is Christ.
Amen.
So when we pray and we have God mingled in our prayers, these are the prayers that really satisfy God.
Amen.
So I was just, this week, I was like, I was kind of feeling like Esther, just saying, Lord, I don't know, like, I'll go on my walk in the morning, like, Lord, what's my mingled spirit? Am I praying in my mingled spirit? And then we kind of get in our own mind, and then you're just like, ah, forget this. You just got to pray. Just pray,
amen.
And the Lord will honor our prayers.
Amen.
And I have a sense sometimes when I'm walking, I'll be in my mind, but then you just have this sense of it clicks. I'm in my mingled spirit now, and then you kind of just continue to linger there for a little bit, and then you got to go, oh, I got to go to work. All right, amen, hallelujah, amen. I got to my mingled spirit. But yeah, I mean, it's so important, this matter of the mingling. This is something we can't stress enough. I think one of you say something, we can't stress this enough, that about the mingling of our you know, our human spirit with the divine spirit.
Amen.
This is something is so crucial. I mean, it's, you can't be a priest without the mingling. You can serve outwardly, you can do all sorts of things. But ultimately, we have to come to this mingling and realize this is everything.
Amen.
This is what made this man, Witness Lee, so attractive, because he was in the mingling.
Amen.
And, I mean, we sang a song, just mingle, mingle, hallelujah.
Amen.
Christianity, they'd be like, what is going on? Here we say, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord, for the mingling.
Amen.
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 For the mingling.
Amen.
Oh, give us this reality.
Amen.
We want to taste this.
Amen.
Exercise.
Amen.
Enter into this mingled spirit.
Amen.
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 They pushing us the way.
Amen.
Mingling is the way.
Amen.
Help us get into the mingled spirit.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, we need you.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord, we give the new week to you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we are willing to exercise.
Amen.
To live by this mingling spirit.
Amen.
Right.
Thank
yes,
you, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, we give you this week.
Amen.
Lord, to just be before you.
Amen.
To allow you to saturate us.
Amen.
To permeate us.
Amen.
Lord, we'll be fully immersed in you this week.
Amen.
Oh, allow you to mingle more of yourself into us.
Amen.
Lord,
amen.
Give
ourselves to you.
Amen.
Allow you to work in us.
Amen.
Lord, thank you, Lord, for you went through all the process.
Amen.
In order to mingle with us.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, we love you.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, thank you. Keep us turning to you, Lord.
Amen.
Experience you afresh each day.
Amen.
Lord, you are our moment by moment supply.
Amen.
Keep us in this mingling.
Amen.
Lord, keep us in this mingling.
Amen.
Day by day.
Amen.
Thank you for our mingled spirit.
Amen.
Lord, oh, Lord, we like to learn.
Amen.
Lord, learn how to stay one with you.
Amen.
Learn how to just get into our spirit.
Amen.
Learn how to stay there.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, gain us more this week, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you for our mingled spirit.
Amen.
Even thank you for another week.
Amen.
To touch our mingled spirit.
Amen.
To learn.
Amen.
Lord, to turn to our spirit.
Amen.
More mingling this week.
Amen.
More mingling.
Amen.
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 Sorry, I do have one more announcement. So starting Friday, we will have summer Friday meetings. Remember that we don't get any reimbursement from the church, so we will divide ourselves into three groups, three meal service groups, and Amy and Mary, they will send out emails, you know, every week. So how about Eric, Tai Hao, and Brian, can we stay for a few minutes to talk about this coming Friday's meal?